I've said this before and I will again. The Bible is the best book in the whole world. It has the most copies, it's the most read, and the best author. Now, I like to look into kind of lists of books on the internet. And one recently in New York Times to look into nonfiction lists. It's very interesting to me to look into the secularism of our church or in our society. They'll never put the word Bible on their list. And it's the best by far. It's not even close to anything else. The Bible is the best ever. I mention that as we continue to walk through Advent. When I was in the seminary, I was studying for my thesis. And I did so with pretty much one word, friendship. And the process, it took me a couple years. I was reading, looking into the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, studying it. And I looked through different books in the Bible, like Genesis, who has Isaiah, or who has Abraham, or Exodus with Moses. Like, those are the two people in the Old Testament that was called a friend of God. And then in my New Testament, you look in John chapter 15, that Jesus calls us friends. So my whole thesis was on a lot more deeper than that, but the thought of friendship throughout the Bible. Now, when we come to Mass, like I had my little thesis there, the Catholic Church has done that for every day in the whole year. It's like they have a thesis every day. And so in Advent, we're listening to things that are supposed to be connected with each other. Again, they do that for all weekend Masses and every day. You know, one thought, if you're checking into something at the last 2 weeks of Advent, we have a few of these in the gathering space, the Word Among Us. Every of our Masses readings are in them. If you want to check out what's going on, like daily Masses and on the weekends, just read them. And you can see how they're connected and for us to prepare ourselves. So a couple of connections to this morning. The beginning of Mark, the very first words in the beginning of the Gospel according to Mark. And he just says, to start, the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah, the prophet. His first words are from our first reading, Isaiah. And here's what he quoted. Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his paths. I mentioned last weekend how Isaiah was talking about the Israelites preparing for their Messiah. Now, this morning, 2 weeks in, 15 days from Christmas, it's a good day to think about, how am I preparing Jesus? How am I getting him ready? What are my little goals, my talents, my gifts I've given away? How am I doing so quickly to Christmas? Mark was also talking about sin, that people were coming to John the Baptist to be baptized with sin. So now listen to Isaiah. As God was saying in the prophet, comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. Those beautiful words from God to saying to their Jerusalem, his daughters and and sons many decades ago, centuries ago, and now he's saying the same words to us. I mean, learn, just think about your own name in this prophecy. Comfort, give comfort to you, says your God. Speak tenderly to you and proclaim to you that your service is at an end. Indeed, your guilt is expiated. What that means is that your sins can be atoned, forgiven. You can be free from sin. And it's a perfect time in the year to come in Advent, to come to confession, to know that when you come out, you're forgiven. That's the best way you can prepare your heart for Christmas. Well, this Tuesday I'll be driving to Orr, and I'm going there simply to listen to confessions with Father Nick Nelson, the pastor and cook in Orr. And I'll be back next Sunday as well to his church, again to have more priests that they can go to confession for, so they don't have to listen just to their pastor, but visitors. And we're doing that on Tuesday, December 19th. It's in the bulletin. I wrote that about this weekend. For several priests, so you come to receive somebody you're more comfortable with, me. We'll have a talk and music and have that opportunity to have Jesus Christ with adoration to offer your sins. And us on December 19th, again, 6 days away from Christmas, that's the way to do it. So please come. Again, connect their Bible, both the readings of especially Advent now, to think about those talents and gifts that you can give away. If you have, praise God. If not, think again. How can I prick this a little bit? How can I change my life for these last few days for Advent? And then please receive the atonement of your soul and your heart to continue to walk with each other these last 15 days of Advent.